I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1029, Bible Bragging. It's so tempting, isn't it? To just do a little humble bragging. You know, name drop a famous person that you personally know, or casually mention that you have done this or done that or gone there or seen this or that you're able to do whatever. We do it so others will think that we're all that in a bag of chips, as I like to say. But it's not really necessary, and it's not very godly. Today, let me teach you to brag like an Israelite, to Bible brag. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. It's not really loving if we keep talking about ourselves. The Jews would brag, all right, but not about themselves. They would brag about God, and you see it all over the place. For example, the Apostle Paul often said that he would not boast except in the cross of Christ. Now, there are passages where he seems to be humble bragging. He gives a lot of list of things that he could brag about and boast about if he wanted to. But his point is, those things are not the things I hang my hat on anymore. I simply cling to Christ. Elizabeth Vince in Bible Study Magazine points us to the example of the Israelites. She writes, "Joshua contained some of the greatest pep talks in all of history. God repeated calls for Joshua to be strong and courageous in places like Joshua 1, 6, 7, and 9. It underscores the Israelites' fear of finally entering and conquering the promised land. The Israelites' spies even boast in chapter 2, verse 24, "Truly the Lord has given all the land into our hands. All the inhabitants of the land melt in fear before us." Although the Israelites faced the task of defeating city after city, they didn't see failure as an option. And their confidence soared, even bordered on arrogance. Yet their pride was well placed. The Israelites didn't boast about their military skill or their might, but about their God. Reminding each other what God had done for them in the Exodus assured them that He would fight for them now. The Israelites boasting about the God who delivered them, provided for them, and would fight for them, spread throughout the promised land and paved the way for their victory. But what about us, podcast family? Boasting and gloating confirms that we need appreciation from others. But in Jesus, we really have nothing to prove and nobody to impress. In the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, it specifically says, "Love does not brag, and it is not arrogant." Yet the temptation is so great on social media in particular, where everybody's bragging about everything, from the food they eat, to the cars they drive, to the clothes they bought, to the friends they're with, to the vacations they take, and so on. But how about declaring a no-brag day? No brag, not on social media, not with our voice, nothing. And see if we can live into that reality for just 24 hours. Here's the great question. When was the last time you bragged about yourself? And thinking back, why did you do it? Let's pray this prayer from theologyofwork.org. Lord, help me to enjoy my accomplishments without being puffed up by them. May I always remember that I owe everything to You. And if I boast, may I boast not in my wisdom, strength, or riches, but in You, Lord, in Your kindness and justice and righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1030. And in the meantime, Vince went on to write, "The Israelites didn't share my fear of offending others with their claims about God. They weren't afraid to boast if it meant Yahweh's name would be exalted. May we, like the Israelites, be unafraid to speak boldly about what God has done for us. May we, like them, wait in expectation for the Lord to work wonders among us. And may we, too, see the hearts of our enemies melt in recognition of the one true God." You're going to have an opportunity today to practice this episode. So, podcast family, if we're going to brag, let's learn to Bible brag.